Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, thank you very much, offstage announcer. Glad to have you here, one and all, and all in one, and three for five, and six for a quarter, and all those good things. We have a grand opening celebration in East Longmeadow to talk about. Another Kia recall, a heating pad recall, and Mark Auerbach will join us to review the mousetrap. Well, it's the middle of the week at Pioneer Valley Radio, and our warm snap continues for Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 64. The winds are 5 to 10, chance of rain at 50%. Per the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, new mandatory mattress recycling law that will take effect November 1. Mattresses can only be recycled at locations that have been approved by the State Department of Environmental Protection. Standard waste disposal entities that are not under state contract will no longer be able to accept mattresses after November 1. As such, and due to the requirements of collection and disposal per the DEP, the Springfield DPW will collect bulk pickup appointments for mattresses separately from the collection of standard bulk items. Now, you can still call the City of Springfield's 311 call center at 413-736-3111 to schedule their bulk pickup appointments. Now, here's a note for you. If a resident does not indicate that a mattress is to be picked up during the call to the schedule the appointment and decides to put a mattress out for pickup, DPW will be unable to collect the mattress per the DEP requirements for collection and disposal. Who knew a mattress could be such trouble? Mayor Sarna will join with Leo Florian, president of the South End Citizens Council, and Jeb Belice, the owner and CEO of Belice Motor Sales, for their grand opening of Love Your Laundry, a new laundry facility that is opening in the South End neighborhood. And this will be today, Thursday, actually, if you're listening to it on Thursday, at 2:15 p.m. at Love Your Laundry, 470 Main Street in Springfield, Mass. I love my laundry. It's an unrequited love, but I love my laundry, and I hope it loves me one day. Congratulations to our friends at JGS Life Care. They are a leading healthcare system that serves seniors and their families, and they have announced receiving the 5-star quality rating to the Levitt Family Jewish Home, which reflects the highest number of stars allotted to a skilled nursing facility. And there are a select number of nursing homes that have been awarded this. The 5-star rating has become an important tool for the public to measure the quality and the performance of a skilled nursing facility. Another chicken place is coming. A popular southern fast food chicken restaurant is looking to open up in Connecticut. Enfield has confirmed that Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers is seeking to open a drive-thru restaurant on Elm Street. The location is near the Target store in town, and the Enfield officials say it's received an application from the chain back on September 25. They said it is still early in the process, and there's no word on when it would aim to open. Well, that's certainly something to cluck about. Sorry. Kia is telling owners of nearly 72,000 older Sportage small SUVs in the U.S. to park them outdoors and away from structures after getting reports of more engine fires. Good heavens. It's the second time that Sportages from the 08 and 09 model years have been recalled due to fire risks that apparently can start near a hydraulic engine control device. Documents posted Wednesday by the National Highway Traffic Safety Admin say fires can start while the engines are running or when they're turned off. The SUVs were recalled in 2016 due to a corrosion in a wiring harness near the engine control unit. The company says owners should park outside and away from structures and other vehicles until it figures out the cause of the fires and develops a remedy. That's cold comfort for the Sportage owners, isn't it? While we're on this type of theme, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning about Mighty Bliss electric heating pads, which have been recalled because of an injury risk. The recall covers more than 500,000 heating pads distributed between July 2021 and July 2022 by Whaley LLC, doing business as Perch, and they were sold online through Amazon.com and Walmart. The FDA says it is aware of 286 complaints about overheating, sparking, burning, or other electrical problems. and there were injuries in 31 of those cases. The recall applies to large blue electric heating pads, extra large blue electric heating pads, and large gray electric heating pads with a specific model and lot number released by the FDA. Coming up, we've got our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, who went to the theater to review a play that is so old and so loved that a new production of it becomes irresistible. And he's joining us in just a moment. It's been very busy at Golden Years in East Longmeadow. So busy, in fact, that their grand opening has been delayed. However, Wednesday afternoon, the spirits were high as local business folk and well-known political figures cruised by to say hello to a beaming Cesar Ruiz and Brian Santinello amid the meatballs and cake. Brian Santinello, this is long overdue. Here we are with an open house.
Yes.
At Golden Years.
Yes.
Huh?
Yep. We were going to have a grand opening a couple of years ago when we moved into the building, but COVID hit.
Yeah.
And then we decided recently to do an open house, and turned out to be tremendous. We had quite a few people come in today. A lot of people are surprised by how big this building is once you get inside.
And yet for a little thing like this, the little conference room we're sitting in, with some lovely food catered by Leone's.
Yep.
I look around, you've got Angelo Pupolo, you've got Orlando.
Orlando, yep.
Was here? Yeah.
Yeah, Tara Jacobs is here. Brian Fitzgerald came. Yeah, yes. we had quite a turnout with the elected officials.
And
too.
I came too, how about that?
And you.
But I was just eluding the police and I was able to jump right in here. But this is great. I know that I was listening to Caesar talking a moment or two ago, and you wanted to do this a while back, but you just didn't have any time. You're too busy with everything.
And the funny thing is, the ironic thing is now that we had the open house, we need more space. We've outgrown, the behavioral health has outgrown. They're taking over the building, just about taking over. So we're looking for a new spot.
Well, I think that's terrific, and it just shows the growth and the success of Golden Years. Now, for people who are just listening for the first time, my question to them is, where have you been? But for people who are listening for the first time, Golden Years, simply and succinctly put, is?
Home health care service company. Right now we're non-medical, but we are working on our license to become fully medical. We have companions, HHAs, CNAs, certified nurses assistants. So it's great, and business has been great, but the behavioral health is expanding too. There's a need for that.
And you just moved into these new digs
a couple years
in East
ago.
Longmeadow just a couple of years ago. I remember all that.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to you and to Caesar and to anybody who wants further information about the very valuable service that you perform for the region. They can simply give you a call.
Give us a call. We're located at 16 Shaker Road. Caesar likes to call it the peninsula.
That's exactly what it looks like.
It's a peninsula. It looks like a peninsula. But, it's been great.
That's
and we do private duty. We got a contract with the VA, too. So
oh,
we do
great.
Veterans.
That's excellent.
Yeah, and we do CCA. Commonwealth Care Alliance.
Brian Santinello, thank you for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, congratulations to all. And now, as promised, Mark Auerbach has been to the theater and files this review with us.
A classic whodunit, The Mousetrap, is Hartford Stage's season opener. On a snowy night at Monkswell Manor Guesthouse outside London, a guest is found murdered, and Detective Sergeant Trotter must figure out who of the remaining six guests is the culprit. Over the course of the next 2.5 hours, there are numerous plot twists, which kept the audience on its toes until the murder is revealed at the final curtain. And I won't offer any spoilers as to how this complex plot, nicely staged by Jackson Gay, comes to its conclusion. The Mousetrap opened in London in 1952 and ran continuously through the pandemic, where it racked up over 27,500 performances, the longest-running play on the London stage. The Toronto production was that city's longest-running play on record. Although the whodunit has never made it on Broadway, Agatha Christie's mysteries have become plays and films, and in 2018, Hartford Stage presented Murder on the Orient Express. And although this is a great property for film, The Mousetrap hasn't been made into a movie, since the original production is still playing in London, and contracts said no movie could film until after the show closed. The Mousetrap is a feast for the eye. Rio Rakuchin's English manner set in decor is everything one might expect of the period, rich in detail, warm wooden tones, and a large picture window with snow falling in the background. Fabian Fidel Aguilar's costumes, appropriately period, are smart and colorful, and Chris Smith's lighting adds the appropriate atmosphere to the manor house. Broken Cord's sound design is the finest heard in any theater stage this season. The actors could be heard perfectly. The background score was right for the mood and the tone. The performances are delicious, and it's as though the characters from Masterpiece Theater or Downton Abbey had been transported to 1950s London. Kudos to Sam Morales and Tobias Siegel as the somewhat newlywed manor house proprietors, Christopher Geary as a somewhat foppish architect who loves to dabble in the kitchen, Yvette Gagnier as a demanding manor guest, Greg Stir as a major, Ali Scamangas as a mysterious lady, Jason O'Connell as an absurd gentleman, and Brendan Dalton as the detective. Each has their own style and cadence, and Gay's direction moves them back and forth in intricate patterns. Despite the top-notch production, staging, and performances, The Mousetrap shows its age in a time when TV programs like Law & Order, 48 Hours, and others wrap it up in 60 minutes. Christie's finely detailed script takes its time to build suspense. For folks with short attention spans, parts of this play may seem endless and melodramatic, but without the success of Christie, our current TV crime story fodder just wouldn't exist. The Mousetrap runs through November 6th. For details, hartfordstage.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks to everybody listening to our program today. Our next new show will be up online and available to you on demand, day and night here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.